Trade advocates, including many in agriculture, have been pushing for congressional consideration of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but the current political climate has proven to be troublesome. Election year politics have been the target of much of the blame for TPP's lack of progress in Congress. Trade agreements can be seen as a very tough vote, so party leaders can be hesitant to schedule consideration. However, many presidential candidates have weighed in on TPP. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump have spoken critically of the agreement, and neither have been supportive in public comments. Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa Republican and a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, is concerned with the remarks of some of the candidates.
Well, if they stick by their guns, we aren't going to have any trade agreements. It's that simple. And I hope reason will prevail and consider the trade agreements and have a up or down vote. And I would, I haven't read TPP entirely, and I've got to read it, but I think it's all very good for agriculture.
Trump has suggested substantial tariffs against China, something that concerns Grassley.
The United States could be more exercising in its own right, but I think if we just willy-nilly put on something that exceeded a countervailing duty point of view, which would be WTO right, I think we'd be in trouble.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he has been in contact with lawmakers that want to see the agreement considered sooner rather than later.
If there's any concern that's been expressed by members of Congress that I've talked to, it's the concern that time's wasting and that we can't risk waiting until after the election for maybe at some point in time during the lame duck for this to be discussed. This needs to be acted on.
This week, many world leaders are in Washington for the Nuclear Security Summit, and side meetings to discuss TPP are expected. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.